From TicketReturn.com, Field, Pelicans Ballpark in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Happy Friday, everyone. Mitchell Spouts with you back from Myrtle Beach. Game four of this series between the Green Jackets and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Augusta looking to take a commanding 3-1 edge in the series after a 10-8 win yesterday. Never trailed, but the Pelicans put on a series of threats late that the Green Jackets bullpen fended off. Also got some nice insurance runs at the end of the game to take the third game of the set and put themselves back in the lead 2-1 here as we come near the end of August. Tonight's a big night, certainly for those of you in the Braves organization following that closely, as first-round pick Owen Murphy will make his start here today, as he'll make his first career start as a Green Jacket after two short ones in the Florida Complex League, where he threw a combined 5 shutout innings in those two appearances, struck out 7, as he'll get the call today against the Pelicans, who will throw Grant Kipp on the mound. We're just getting started on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. We'll take our first break, and we'll come back with a deeper dive in the two stars for tonight, Murphy against Kipp, here in the fourth game of this series on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
The On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, continues here from Pelicans Ballpark in Myrtle Beach. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Tonight, the Green Jackets will throw the Atlanta Braves' first-round selection from last month's draft, right-hander Owen Murphy, 18-year-old, coming from Riverside Brookfield High School in Riverside, Illinois. He's a native of Chicago, and he will make his first start in a Green Jackets uniform, his third overall since being drafted. Threw two times down the Florida Complex League on the 12th of August and also the 19th. Pitched a combined 5 innings, 2 hits, 7 strikeouts, no walks, no runs given up. Off to a strong start in his pro career here tonight. Coming off a very good final year of high school baseball. 137 strikeouts in 58 and a third innings. In addition to that, very productive on the offensive side. 548 average with 18 home runs. Threw 4 no-hitters, 2 perfect games last year. And he'll get the spotlight here today in Myrtle Beach as Augusta looks to take their third game of this series. His mound opponent for tonight will be right-hander Grant Kipp from Dallas, Texas, undrafted free agent from Yale in this past draft. He'll be making his second start with the Pelicans. He faced the Downeast Wood Ducks about a week ago tonight through 4 innings. He had 4 runs on 4 hits with 6 strikeouts, though, with 1 walk. Did have 2 prior appearances in the Arizona Complex League for the Pelicans. He'll get the call today against Owen Murphy as the first-round pick for the Braves makes his single-A debut. We've got more to come yet here on the On Deck Show, including our drive around the league. That's coming up next on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Deck Show built by Tax Slayer from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now time for our drive around the league, presented by Easy Go, as we check out the Carolina League slate for tonight and also the other minor league squads in the Braves affiliates today. Let's start in the Carolina League. No games are underway. They're all set to start around 7 o'clock tonight. Carolina is at Kannapolis, Salem at Columbia. Fireflies have walked off the Red Sox the last two games. A 13-inning victory yesterday for Columbia to stay within reach of Charleston as we come down the stretch. Down East is at Fredericksburg. Those two teams have split the first four of that series. Charleston is at Fayetteville. River Dogs have won two of three so far in that set. And the Lynchburg Hillcats are at the Delmarva Shorebirds. That game is at 7:05 p.m. In the Braves ranks later on tonight, in AAA, Gwinnett is at Lehigh Valley. Ian Anderson gets the start for the AAA Stripers. In AA, Mississippi plays the Birmingham Barons on the road. The M Braves picked up a win yesterday. J.J. Necro gets the start for Rome tonight at Bowling Green as Rome looks to even up the series against the Hot Rods. Bowling Green has a two-game edge over Rome in the overall standings. Braves have the top mark in the South Division of the South Atlantic League for the second half. Atlanta's got a big series tonight. They are in St. Louis. They'll take on the Cardinals, who have been playing some good baseball. MVP frontrunner Paul Goldschmidt will face off with the Braves, who have been red hot over the last week and a half. That game gets started at 8:15 local time, or 7:15 local time more so, over in St. Louis tonight at Busch Stadium. We've got game four of this series about 10 minutes away. We'll get you the starting lineups for both squads when we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Augusta. The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Set for the first pitch of Game 4, Green Jackets and Pelicans here from TicketReturn.com Field. Let's meet the starting lineups first for your Augusta Green Jackets. In the leadoff spot tonight, second baseman Keyshawn Ogans. Batting second as the shortstop Ignacio Alvarez. Trick Baldwin's back in the lineup, batting third and doing the catching. In the cleanup spot, third baseman David McCabe. At first base, batting fifth, Justin Janis. In the sixth spot is the left fielder, Kevin Kilpatrick. Caden Morton bats seventh. He is the center fielder. Batting eighth, designated hitter, Francisco Floyd. And in the ninth spot, right fielder, Stephen Polini. One more time for Augusta. It's Ogans, Alvarez, Baldwin, McCabe, Janis, Kilpatrick, Morton, Floyd, and Polini. Starting pitcher for Augusta tonight, the Braves' first-round draft selection from Chicago, Illinois, right-hander Owen Murphy. And now for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the home team tonight. 71-46 is their overall mark, and they are managed by Buddy Bailey. Leading off, center fielder Kevin Alcantara. Batting second, second baseman Pedro Ramirez. Parker Chavers bats third. He's in left field. In the cleanup spot is the designated hitter, Moises Ballesteros. Ezequiel Pagan bats fifth in right field. Batting sixth is the third baseman, James Triantos. Batting seventh, first baseman, Hayden McGarry. Reginald Preciado bats eighth. He's at shortstop. And in the nine hole, doing the catching, Ethan Hearn. Once again, for the Pelicans, it's Alcantara, Ramirez, Chavers, Ballesteros, Pagan, Triantos, McGarry, Preciado, and Hearn. The starting pitcher for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans is right-hander Grant Kipp from Yale University, Dallas, Texas native. This will be his third start for Myrtle Beach. Umpires for tonight, behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes is Juan Gomez. Chris Jenke is on the base paths. We have one final break here from Myrtle Beach when we return. Opening pitch of Game 4, Green Jackets and Pelicans on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip. That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're ready to rock and roll here from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call for the fourth game of this six-game series between the Green Jackets and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Augusta's won two of the first three after a 10-8 win yesterday in the offensive showcase, with the Green Jackets bullpen holding down the fort at the end to win their second game in three tries here at Pelicans Ballpark. Tonight they'll make it three out of four as they face right-hander Grant Kipp from Dallas, Texas and Yale University. He was just undrafted in the previous MLB draft in July, where he's been throwing the ball well so far in his brief major league, or I should say professional career. Has made a couple starts down the Arizona Complex League and two with the Pelicans. Last time out against Down East a week ago, through four innings, four runs, four hits, gave up just one walk with six strikeouts in the game. He'll face this starting nine today. For the Augusta Green Jackets, Ishan Ogins is in the leadoff spot. Ignacio Alvarez bats second with Drake Baldwin in the three-hole. David McCabe, Justin Janis, Kevin Kilpatrick, the middle third. Caden Morton, Francisco Floyd, Stephen Pelini complete the starting nine. For the Pelicans defensively, Parker Chavers is in left field. Kevin Alcantara back in center, with the right fielder being Ezekiel Pagan. James Triantos at the hot corner at third. Back in the lineup at shortstop is Reginald Preciado. Second baseman is Pedro Ramirez in his Pelicans debut. And over at first, also making his debut appearance, is the first baseman Hayden McGarry. Ethan Hearn lays down the signs tonight for Grant Kipp. And we are set to go here from Myrtle Beach on a great night for baseball as Keyshawn Ogins gets in to the right side of the batter's box. Juan Gomez calls the balls and strikes. Chris Jenke is on the base pass. As Keyshawn's in there from the right side, first pitch from Kipp is hit to the right side on the ground, right to the second baseman Ramirez. One pitch, one swing, one out, and off we go. A couple minutes early here tonight at 7:03 as Ogins is retired. One away for Ignacio Alvarez. Alvarez making his third start of the series. This is the first time as the shortstop tonight. No EJ Exposito in the lineup. Him and McKay working on that left side of the infield as Alvarez bats second. And Kipp, the first pitch to him, is a strike right down the middle. And it's 0-1. Fielding game conditions at first pitch today, 81 degrees, sunny, not a whole lot of humidity, a little bit of wind. Perfect night for baseball. 1-0 pitch, down and away. Two balls, no strikes. We've had some cloud cover, overcast skies for most of the series here, and also for really the past couple of weeks. Going back to the games at SRP Park, but tonight is perfect as can be. 2-0 pitch, or 1-1 pitch, I should say, is low in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. As Alvarez is up in the count. Coming off a three-hit performance yesterday, reached five times in total. A home run shy of the cycle. 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner. As Kipp dots it there, 2-2. To the right-handed hitting Alvarez. Five righties, three lefties, and one switch hitter in there today. 2-2 pitch is outside. It's 3-2. Miles Schroeder doing the coaching over at third today. Nestor Paris not with the club, so Schroeder will be the acting manager as the bench coach. And the run as the head man here today. 3-2 pitch is waved and fouled back into the wire as Alvarez hangs in there. Three balls, two strikes. A one pitch out to get Ogins, and now Alvarez putting up a battle here. Next pitch he'll see will be the seventh of the at-bat. 3-2. A grounder to second on two hops. This is going to be Ramirez again, and he'll flip it to McGarry at first. Two up, two down on a pair of 4-3 ground outs. And the bases remain empty for Drake Baldwin. Green Jackets winners yesterday, 10-8. Saw a lot of offense in the middle innings in particular from Augusta. Five runs in the third was their best. As the pitch to Baldwin is off the outside corner. A little bit of a flinch there from Juan Gomez, but elected not to call it a strike. As Baldwin gets ahead in the count, catching for the third time this week, he'll be catching his former draftee, or fellow draftee, I should say, as Baldwin takes a strike this time right down the middle. 1-1. Owen Murphy getting set for his debut with the Green Jackets. First round pick by the Braves. Yes, first season, for a first taste of full season action. Break-even pitch is low and in the dirt, 2-1. And the top six men in the lap today for Augusta are all draft picks. Back from July. And they've all been very productive in their brief time with the Green Jackets. Ball two, strike one. Kip kicks and deals as Baldwin takes one down and in. He'll skip by the catcher, Hearn. And it's 3-1. Augusta, the first three series against the Pelicans, have lost 4 of 6. They've only won 2 games in each of them. Have 2 wins in the first three of this set. Much different looking Pelicans team, though. 3-1 is down and in, and Baldwin draws the walk. He's been doing that quite frequently with his time here. He is aboard with 2 outs. Gives David McCabe an at-bat. No score here in the top of the first. Augusta looking for a 2-out rally. Nice Friday night crowd as well following in here. Outfield bleachers a little quiet. Myrtle Beach, in terms of their attendance, a little more different than most. Just based off the destination and where they're at, as the pitch to McCabe is up and in, 1-0. They've had some of the top attendance numbers this year, but when we get to this time, there aren't as many people vacationing. That's a big part of their audience here. So I might see that dip a little bit in the final few weeks of the season. 1-0 pitch is down in again as Kip missed, and that'll bring Ethan Hearn to the mound as McCabe gets up. But you're kind of at the part of the end of the vacation season. Myrtle Beach is about a town of, or I should say about a city of about 10,000 people. The most attractive vacation sites. Also a great spot for a ball game as well. As Ethan Hearn comes back to home plate, 2-0 to David McCabe, who is back in the lineup here today, had yesterday off. Ignacio Alvarez filled that third base spot really well last night, talked about that in his first at-bat. Now McCabe's been an ultra-productive hitter. 296 average, home run, he has driven in 12. Baldwin leads off of first, 2-0 pitch is knee-high, but call the ball just off the outside. And Kip is down 3-0 to McCabe. Yesterday was the first time Augusta played with an early lead. They have been on the wrong end of scoring first the first 2 games. As the 3-0 pitch, he swings away and lines one to left, but this one will slice right to Parker Chavers, who will make the catch and retire the side. Good pitch to hit for McCabe. Just got sawed off a little bit, and we are through a happening to play. Green Jackets nothing. Pelicans coming up. Owen Murphy toes the slab, and we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Bottom half of inning number one, first round draft pick Owen Murphy is on the mound as the Green Jacket faithful gets their first look at him here tonight, as he'll make the start. First round pick from the Chicago, Illinois area, come off a strong senior season, excellent two-way player, going to mostly pitch with the Braves organization though, as he will get the call today against this Myrtle Beach lineup. Kevin Alcantara at the top, Pedro Ramirez bats second. Parker Chavers in the three spot. Moises Ballesteros, Ezequiel Pagan, James Triantos in the middle. Hayden McGarry, Reginald Preciado, and Ethan Hearn in the bottom three for the Pelicans. Green Jackets defense from left to right in the outfield. Kevin Kilpatrick, Caden Morton, and Stephen Pelini. David McCabe's at third. Ignacio Alvarez is the shortstop with Keyshawn Owings and Justin Janis on the right side of the infield at second and first. Drake Boland does the catching for his fellow draftee. And right-hander Owen Murphy. And his first batter will be Kevin Alcantara. Righty-on-righty matchup. Owen Murphy's first pitch coming is a fastball right on the outside corner for a strike. 94 on the gun from the 18-year-old, who's coming off a strong senior season on the mound. Also hit the ball very well. As the 0-1 pitch coming to Alcantara is grounded up the middle. This one will sneak past a diving Keyshawn Owings, and Alcantara greets Murphy with a base hit up the middle. Talk about a tough challenge for your first batter in single A as Alcantara, a top 100 prospect in all minor league baseball, comes up with a base hit. And now here is Pedro Ramirez, the guy who's making his debut for the Pelicans. One of their top prospects coming as an international signee. From Venezuela, he'll bat from the left side as Murphy now goes from the stretch right away. Double play depth up the middle. First pitch is down and in and past Baldwin. Up the second goes Alcantara, and he is in the scoring position. A fastball just overthrown by Murphy. It's 1-0. Owen comes in with a good four-pitch mix. Fastball slider, the top two pitches. Also does have a curveball changeup as well. In his last high school season at Riverside Brookfield High School, 137 strikeouts and 58 and a third inning through four no-hitters and two perfect games. 1-0 pitch, a pop-up into shallow right. Keyshawn Owings will backtrack on it. He'll call everybody off and make the catch with two hands. And that's the first out as Ramirez flies to shallow right. First out for Murphy. That'll make you feel pretty good. And now it's Parker Chavers. Going to be a bit of a shorter start today for Murphy, just 18 years of old. Last thing they're going to do here is push him further than he is more accustomed to going. Of course, coming off high school season where he threw just shy of 60 innings, but the whole process of coming here, last thing they want to do is go too far with him. So probably a pitch limit in place for him tonight as the first pitch to Chavers is outside a ball. Just above the belt, it's 1-0. No scores he play here in the bottom of the first. And nothing but fastballs so far from Owen Murphy that have been in the mid-90s. Look to second base as Murphy comes set. He kicks and throws. And he drops in a curveball, but just a little bit low. Excellent pitch, though. 2-0. Didn't miss by a whole lot. Baldwin held it there for a good couple of seconds, and Juan Gomez is not a big fan of the pitch. Murphy works behind the Chavers, 2-0, who had the day off last night. As Baldwin puts the target outside, Alcantara leads off second. 2-0 pitch is lifted in the air to left. Kevin Kilpatrick gives chase to it near the wall, and it's into the bullpen. Just out of room, 2-1 to Chavers. Now Murphy's a tremendous athlete, part of the reason why the Braves really liked him, and that's been the type of player they have targeted over the years. Look at a guy like Michael Harris, who is tremendous as an athlete. Now you look at a guy on the pitching side, A.J. Smith-Shawver, in that same boat as Murphy. Had a big season offensively with 18 home runs, batted .550. In his latest high school season, viewed as a legitimate two-way prospect coming out. 2-1 pitch is off the outside. It's 3-1. Had a commitment to Notre Dame, but the Braves convinced him to sign on. And prospect they are very high on. He starts his career here at the number 5 prospect according to MLB Pipeline in Atlanta's 30-man system, or 30-man ranking. 3-1 pitch. It's outside, and Chavers draws the walk. So first and second with one out now for Moises Ballesteros. That's a walk that's not going to hurt you too bad, though. Sets up the conventional double play opportunity. As Ballesteros will come up. 10 pitches in the inning so far for Murphy. 4 for strikes. 9 fastballs and a curveball so far. Alcantara leads off a second. Chavers the trailing runner at first. The pitch to the lefty Ballesteros is a big cut and a miss. There's an excellent hook. Another curveball from Owen Murphy, and that was one that got him on his front foot. Trying to get a double play ball. Green Jackets got one last night in the ninth inning in a very timely spot to stave off the comeback from the Pelicans. The 0-1. Breaking ball again. Shot to left, down the side, and out of play. As Ballesteros was late to another breaking ball. 0-2. In the driver's seat for that first strikeout. Had a couple of very good starts that were short in the Florida Complex League, both against the Rays team down there. In those two starts, five combined shutout innings, seven strikeouts, two hits, and no walks. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He gassed him up first strikeout. Got him at 95, and there are two away for Ezekiel Pagan. Good sequence of pitching that time. Two curveballs, and then got the gas by him. How you step an opposing batter. Can't get that timing down on it if you haven't seen it. Threw all those three pitches in good locations and now has two away for Pagan. Scoreless game here in the bottom half of inning number one. The pitch to the five hitter is on the outside corner. It dots the eye with the fastball at 94 miles an hour, 0-1. They'll pull shift down for Pagan. 0-for-4 in the lineup last night with a walk. Pelicans out hit the Green Jackets in the game. 12-11, but Augusta won the contest 10-8. 0-1 pitch, a soft bouncer to second. Keyshawn Ogans will scoop it up clean, flip it over to first, and that will end the inning. A single and a walk for the Pelicans against Owen Murphy, but he works past it all. A scoreless first for him in his first inning with the Green Jackets. To the second we go. No score on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms of.
Rachel Spelt's back with you. Top of the second inning here from Pelicans Ballpark in Myrtle Beach. No score. Owen Murphy, a scoreless first in on the mound with the Green Jackets as the first round pick. Works around a single and a walk. And now Justin Janis will start it off against right-hander Grant Kipp. Now still looking to take a 3-1 series edge here in Myrtle Beach. As Janis returns to the lineup, he'll bat from the left side against the sinker baller Kipp. First pitch is a chopper towards second, ran down by Ramirez. He's going to have a third put out of the game as he throws out Janis at first. And then the one pitch, one swing out for Grant Kipp. That's his third on the ground. And now Kevin Kilpatrick with one away. The variation of the fastball which Kipp throws is going to be that sinker almost 100% of the time. Going to get a lot of ground balls when he's right. He's gotten three of them so far. All to second base as the first pitch to Kilpatrick misses low with that sinker. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets had a two-out walk last inning. Drake Baldwin, nothing otherwise. 1-0 pitch is low. And Kilpatrick now up two balls, no strikes to the right-handed throwing Kipp. Normal depth all the way around for the Pelicans. Defense, 2-0 pitch, got him out in front. Pulled the string on him, two balls, one strike. All Ivy League selection last year was Kip. He did not pitch in 2021. Bowing his way back from an injury. 2-1 is right down the chute. That's 2-2 as he threw him the sinker. At the count evens. Robin starts this past year for Kip. Made 12 total appearances. 2-2 is on the outside corner. He strikes him out looking as he gasses the edge at 91, and there are two gone here in the top of the second inning. Kilpatrick chatting with Juan Gomez, the home plate umpire, on his way back to the dugout. Not too satisfied about that strike three call. First strikeout for Kip. Two gone for Caden Morton. No score here in the top half of inning number two. Caden Morton, a big-time run producer last night for Augusta. First pitch to him here is a hook that lands for a strike right along the outside corner. Nothing in one. His team best 10th home run with a three-run shot over the left center wall. 0-1. A check swing ball inside. One ball, one strike. That three-run homer was Morton's only hit of the game, but it was a timely one. Augusta won the game by two. Break-even pitch is on the outside corner, 1-2. That capped off a five-run third inning for Augusta. Took a 7-2 lead at that point, and numerous threats on the Pelicans the rest of the game to overtake them, but Augusta was able to stave them off, and credit the Green Jackets bullpen. Of course, the significant news of last night was Sam Strickland leaving while working the fifth inning with an apparent injury. 1-2 pitch is outside of the slider. It's 2-2. Some early work for the bullpen, and it was an unorthodox night for Strickland. Command just not what it normally is. Had four walks last night, a season high for him. And the bullpen helped him out. James Acuna, Darlene Florentino, Sterling Rodriguez got the game to the finish line. 2-2 is down and in, and the count will go full. And the big number from last night, the Pelicans were 3-for-20 with runners in scoring position. At the monumental ninth build-up that they only got one run home. At three straight hits to start the frame, only one run came in. 3-2, Morton a half-excuse-me swing that he fouls off. It was going to be ball four, but a defensive cut to not get hit. Hit the bottom part of the bat. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Nothing here in the top half of the second inning as the crowd continues to file in here. Defense backs up one step. Kip rocks back and deals. A ball down and away. Caden Morton will draw the walk. Thought about a slider that was breaking away from him, but able to keep the bat on the shoulder. Draw the walk. It's the second offered by Kip. Another two-out base runner, this time for Francisco Floyd. Green Jackets in the military. Digital camel green once again here tonight. Gray pants, green ball caps. The ultimate baby blue tonight for the Pelicans with the white pants, yellow number and lettering, and the blue caps. Righty-righty, first pitch to Floyd is right on the outside corner. And it's 0-1 to the Green Jacket DH, who had a great game last night. Second straight game as the designated hitter, had two hits and reached three times, drove in a pair of runs. One came on a bases loaded walk, the other was a single in the eighth inning as a soft toss over to first by Kip. It's a dive back in by Morton. Not a whole lot of emphasis on that throw, just a light little toss. Can't pump fake the first. Yeah, throw the baseball. I'm not sure if that was by design or not. You don't throw it, then it's a balk. 0-1 pitch. Floyd takes one outside, and that evens the count up at 1-1. You can step off and not throw, but if you make some sort of throwing motion over to first but don't actually throw it, then it will be a balk. That's why you see some pitchers just spike into the ground. Or lightly toss it over like Kip just did. 1-1. Floyd sends one in the air to right near the foul line. Going over there is the first baseman, McGarry, and he'll make the over-the-shoulder catch to end the inning. Right with him and Ezekiel Pagan going right at that wall. It's McGarry who makes the call on the grab, and that will end the inning for Augusta. They get two out walk, but that is all they get. We move to the bottom of the second. Still no score on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Here from Myrtle Beach, James Triantos, leadoff batter to face Owen Murphy. A scoreless first for the right-hander, worked around a single and a walk. Now gets the 6-7-8 hitters for Buddy Bailey's team as Triantos bats from the right-hand side. Straight up defense for the sixth hitter. Murphy's first pitch from the windup is tapped foul right behind home. No balls, one strike the count. Murphy threw 14 pitches in the first, 9 were strikes. Really developed a good touch with that curveball to finish up his outing. Picked up one strikeout in that first inning. Struck out Moises Ballesteros on 3 pitches as the 0-1 offering is outside with the slider. First time he's thrown that. 1-1. At the fastball and the slider are the top pitches coming into this outing for him, but he's got a nice little 4-pitch mix, and that's what projects him well as a starter. 1-1 pitch is chopped to third, but foul. As Triantos tomahawks one right down the side. 1-2. A lot of fastballs early, and he's thrown them in good locations as there's some early movement down that bullpen for Augusta. Kind of playing short start today for Murphy. Not going to see him go too far in this one. Working in a nice environment here. A couple starts under his belt in Florida. And I'm working in single A ball. 1-2. And ground ball up the middle past the diving Ogins into center. Almost an exact carbon copy of what Kevin Alcantara did. And Triantos has the second hit for the Pelicans. And now it's Hayden McGarry getting his first at bat with the Pelicans. As he'll bat from the right side. 15th round pick out of Colorado Mesa, a native of Phoenix, Arizona. Making his debut appearance, 6'5", 235 catcher, playing first base tonight for Myrtle Beach. There goes Triantos, pitches a strike, but Baldwin lost the handle on the exchange. And that'll be an uncontested steal for Triantos. So the first inning setting up very similar to inning number two. And the leadoff hit to Alcantara, moved to the second on a wild pitch. This time it's Triantos singling up the middle and stealing second. So he's quickly in scoring position. Count is 0-1-2 McGarry. One of only a handful of Cubs draft picks that have made their way to Myrtle Beach. 0-1. A half swing. Couldn't hold up as Murphy put one up in the zone. Couldn't hold back. 0-2 on the heater. The Braves have taken the approach. They've sent almost 75% of their draft selections here to Single A Augusta. As a result, most of the regular Green Jacket players have been moved up to Rome. There goes Triantos for third. 0-2's outside, and once again, Baldwin lost the handle. Just couldn't get a grip on the baseball, did not throw it. Not sure if he got obstructed by Gary trying to get a throwing angle, who's inside of the batter's box, and as he was trying to throw the ball, just didn't have the angle. And Triantos takes third base. So a pair of steals for Triantos. That will draw the infield in now for Augusta as the count is 1-2. As Murphy kicks and throws. And he missed outside. Baldwin reaches across the plate for it. 2-2. First run of the game stands at third for Myrtle Beach. Infield now halfway in. If it's hit directly at one of them, might go home with it. Otherwise, they'll play it off to first. 2-2. Fastball away. Tailed off the plate to McGarry at 93. And it's 3-2. Reginald Preciado due next for Myrtle Beach. Has been out for a while. Ball three, strike two to the first baseman for Myrtle Beach. Here's the pitch. A swing and a liner foul down the right field side. Clanks off the concession stand and will try it again at 3-2. Murphy looking to come through with a strikeout here. A battle of draft selections from just a month ago. Murphy first round for Atlanta. McGarry 15th for Chicago. 3-2 pitch. He struck him out swinging. Fastball by him for strikeout number two is a foul tip caught by Baldwin. And there's one away. Second strikeout for Murphy, and now it's Reginald Preciado. First game for him in a couple of months, dealing with a wrist injury. Starting shortstop tonight for the Pelicans. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Infield will now coming in a little closer for the Green Jackets. First pitch to Preciado is down and in. As Murphy missed, it's 1-0. Preciado, one of those young prospects in the Cubs organization that was a part of that dynamic group to start the year. Cubs got him from the Padres for Yu Darvish and Victor Caratini. 1-0 pitch is fouled back to our left. As that one makes its way towards the sweet level. One ball, one strike to Preciado. Batting just 212 on the season. Has been limited to just 38 games with that wrist issue that knocked him out for a couple of months. Two home runs, 22 driven in. Infield moves into the edge of the grass. Break-even pitch is a swing and a miss. Elevated fastball right at the letters, and it's 1-2. And last swings and misses on that fastball as he tried the breaking ball here. Hasn't thrown any changeups, mostly fastballs, curveballs, with a couple sliders sprinkled in there. 1-2 is a call. It's strike three. Bullseye right on the inside corner. And Preciado strikes out looking. Another fastball K for Murphy as he strikes out Preciado looking. Looked like he was going for the breaking ball with Preciado and had a fastball zoomed right by him. Two away now for Ethan Hearn. That can back up the infield now for Augusta. As Hearn, the nine batter, comes to the plate. Three strikeouts now for Murphy as he faces his ninth batter. First pitch to Hearn is fouled back right into the netting. 0-1 the count. No score here in the bottom of the second inning. A couple hits for the Pelicans so far. Murphy left out a pair in the first. Has another one standing over at third. Triantos moved a couple of bases with two steals. Neither of them generated a throw. 0-1. A foul back to our left. Clanks just on top of the press box. And Murphy has him down 0-2. Chance to strike out of the side now in consecutive order. Struck out McGarry and Preciado and now has an 0-2 count to Ethan Hearn, who homered a couple of nights ago. 0-2 pitch. A foul back. He's fouled away three straight. And we'll try it once again at nothing and two. Pitch number 32 for Owen. He's thrown 22 strikes. Command has certainly been there for the young right-hander. Kevin Alcantara awaits next for the Cubs affiliate. Baldwin puts the target outside. 0-2 pitch. Another foul. Four of them straight back. A lot of souvenir balls heading in our general direction. Count remains 2-2. Big pitch coming. Murphy trying to blow one by him. 0-2. And down he goes. Struck him out looking on the inside corner. Caught him guessing once again. Owen Murphy gets a high five from James Triantos on his way back to the dugout. Tip of the cap from the opposition as Murphy, after the leadoff hit, Strikes out three in a row, and we are through two. It's nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Score here in the top of the third. Impressive bottom of the second for Owen Murphy. Leadoff single by James Triantos. He steals his way to third but gets left there after three consecutive strikeouts for Murphy of Hayden McGarry, Reginald Preciado, and Ethan Hearn. Let's see if Augusta can seize that momentum and grab the lead here first tonight. No score in the top of the third. Stephen Pelini against Grant Kipp for the Pelicans. First pitch from the right-hander is struck deep to right field. Going back on it is Pagan to the track, and she's gone. A home run for Stephen Pelini to start the third inning, and Augusta has a 1-0 lead. Right on cue, Pelini goes yard for his fifth homer of the season. Power is back with Steven. Had a great road trip, hit a couple of bombs on the road in Fredericksburg. This time he goes yard here in Myrtle Beach. 1-0 after the solo home run by Pelini. Second straight net, Augusta is working with the lead. Back to the top of the order in Keyshawn Ogans. First pitch to him is grounded near second. Diving stop by Ramirez. It pops out of his glove, and Ogans will have an infield hit. Hit it right off the palm on that diving attempt by the second baseman Pedro Ramirez. And a good start to the third for Augusta's bats. And here comes Ignacio Alvarez. Second straight time, Ogans grounded one to the second baseman Ramirez. This time he couldn't make the play. As Alvarez bats from the right side, each team now with two hits apiece. First pitch to Alvarez is down and away, 1-0. And it keeps an impressive run for Keyshawn Ogans going. That's now his ninth straight game with a hit. And one step further, he's now got a hit in 14 of 15 starts with Augusta as the 20th round pick from Cal. 1-0 pitch, Alvarez takes one in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. All the young man has done is hit. Yeah, he was picked at that last selection by the Braves. I remember talking to him a couple weeks ago about it, and told me it was something that really didn't faze him all that much, being that last selection, being right on the cusp of not being picked at all. Knew the Braves were on him, got picked, and now he's made his mark as the 2-0 pitch is right down the middle, 2-1. Great competitor spirit, and he's got a great smile out there. He does it all the time. And a lot of reasons, too, if you're him. The way he's been playing in his early single-A campaign. He leads off of first, two balls, one strike to Ignacio Alvarez. A throw over to first, and back with the dive is Ogans. Now he might be looking to steal one as well. He's got good wheels over there. Six stolen bases on six tries. Has a good lead off of first. There he goes. 2-1 pitch is a strike. Throw down by Hearn on a bounce. It's going to be late as it comes out of the glove anyway of Ramirez. I think even if he played that clean, he would have had the bag. 7-for-7 now is Keyshawn Ogans. 2-1 pitch, picked the perfect one to run on. And now he's in scoring position for Alvarez, who just took a strike. It's now 2-2 to the shortstop tonight for Augusta, getting his first call in that spot. 2-2 is down and away. Laid off the sinker. 3-2 the count. Augusta with a 1-0 lead after that last home run by Stephen Pelini. Owen Murphy set to have the third for the Green Jackets. Nobody warming up in the bullpen. 3-2 pitch. Alvarez chops one up the middle. This one will get into center field. They're going to send home Ogans. Alcantara will fire to the plate. It's way up the line. Up to second base goes Alvarez on the throw. And it's 2-0 Augusta on an RBI knock by Ignacio Alvarez. His third straight game with one in this series as he sends one right up the middle. And that's where that stolen base from Keyshawn Ogans comes in handy as he comes in to score. In the first inning, Augusta had some ground ball outs out of those two men that led to outs. This time, base hits. And it's 2-0 as Drake Baldwin comes to the plate. First pitch to Baldwin. He had a hefty cut but missed. Try to take one out of here like Pelini just did. No balls and a strike. Baldwin walked in the first inning against Kipp. The 0-1 is down and in. That's going to hop away from Hearn as he couldn't pick it clean. Up to third base goes Alvarez. And he ends up now 90 feet away. Still nobody out in this inning for Kipp. Three straight hits, a homer, and two singles. That's still with a 2-0 edge, trying to keep the line moving here. Infield now drawn in for the Pelicans. They're all on the edge of the infield grass. The pitch is up and away. 2-1. Almost had a nice series, has drawn a handful of walks. Also had a couple of hits back in the opening game on Tuesday. One RBI. That came on a bases loaded walk, trying to drive one in the old-fashioned way. 2-1 pitch is low in the dirt, kept in front by Hearn. As Baldwin now in a comfortable spot. As Hearn took a little dust in the eye, it appears, trying to wipe it off. Ball three, strike one. Infield still in for the Pelicans, looking for the first out of the inning. The pitch is high, lost him. Second time in a row, Drake Baldwin has walked. First four now have reached for the Green Jackets here in the third. And here comes David McCabe, and Clayton Morenston will now pop out of the dugout for the Pelicans as their pitching coach wants a word. Was dealing through the first two innings of this game, and now Augusta, second time through the order, have really started to figure him out. He's had two shorter starts with Myrtle Beach, and his last one in particular gave 4 runs on 4 hits and a loss to Down East. Pelicans have lost 3 series in a row. They got beat here twice by Lynchburg and Columbia, then just lost 4 of 6 on the road in Down East. They're trying to reverse their fortunes here in this series, and Augusta, who now has a lead to work with, looks to add on. And got a big swinger who can certainly make that possible, and David McCabe. As McCabe bats on the left side, infield for the Pelicans is now going to move back. Corners are still in. Middle is back. They'll give up another run for 2 outs if they can get it. McCabe trying to get one up in the zone to drive. First pitch is a breaking ball that lands down the middle. McCabe not looking for that as he falls behind 0-1. A big opportunity here for Augusta. All right, 2 on the board. Would love to get more. The 0-1 pitch. McCabe takes a sinker just a bit low. Kipp thought he had a strike. Juan Gomez is a little bit low as there's some slight barking from the Pelican dugout. giving Owen Murphy a lot of time in the dugout to cool down a little bit. Coming off that last inning, he might want to stay out there. Break-even pitch as that one's hit into the air to left center. Alcantara will veer back. He's going to have a play. He's under it. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Alvarez. He'll score without a throw, and Augusta now leads it 3-0. RBI number 13 for David McCabe. And the Green Jackets have a three spot here in the third as that's the first out of the inning. Put the ball in play. Good things can happen. And McCabe drove one plenty to deep, even with the good arm of Alcantara. No chance to throw him out. Baldwin still at first. Justin Janis now the hitter. Sixth man to come up here in the inning for the Green Jackets. Kip coming up on 50 pitches for the game. First pitch to Janis is a little bit low. It's 1-0. 49th pitch for Kip. He's thrown just 24 for strikes. Has worked a lot along the strike zone. Most of his outs in the first two innings came on first and second pitch swings. 1-0 to the lefty, Janis. Kip from the stretch, pitches home, and he deals a strike. Spins one right down the heart with a slider. One ball, one strike. Janis has one of the three ground outs over to second base, where Pedro Ramirez is tonight, making his debut. First two in particular went to him. 1-1 is low. Good take by Janis as he lays off the hook. 2-1. But a lot of stress put on Kip this inning. First inning was relatively quick for him. Faced four in total in the first two innings. That first one a lot quicker than the second. 2-1 pitch as that one's lifted to left center. Parker Chavers gets over into the gap and makes the catch. As heading back to first is Baldwin. Consecutive flyouts into the left center area. Two gone for Kevin Kilpatrick. Seventh man to hit this inning. Kilpatrick trying to keep the merry-go-round going for Caden Morton. Three runs on three hits in the frame. All were consecutive on the home run by Pelini and back-to-back singles by Ogans and Ignacio Alvarez. First pitch to Kevin is drilled to deep left center field. And this one's going to bounce to the wall. Rounding third is Baldwin. Kilpatrick heading for third. The throw is going to go nowhere. It's 4-0 on a three-bagger by Kevin Kilpatrick. Another screamer into the gap. It one-hopped off the track and off the wall. Wind may have knocked that down a little bit, but that took off like a rocket off Kilpatrick's bat. And the Green Jackets have a 4-0 lead. Kilpatrick hustling that out the whole way, and it certainly helped him get the third on that. Press Seattle didn't even have a throw there. And Baldwin, being in motion on contact, able to score from first with ease. Now it's Caden Morton's turn. First pitch is down and into him. One ball, no strikes to Caden. That's some of the best contact Kilpatrick has had. He's hit the ball hard quite a bit, and that's some of the damage he can do. 1-0 pitch. Morton slowly taps and foul off his front leg. One ball, one strike. And Augusta off to a strong start. Second time through against Kip has caused some problems for the right-hander. Break-even pitch. A slow bouncer back to the mound. Kip has it on one bounce. Underhand flip the first, and that will retire the side. But Augusta does quite a bit of damage. They bring eight to the plate. They get four runs on four hits. A homer by Pelini started it. RBI by Kilpatrick on a triple ended it. To the bottom of the third we go. Augusta 4, Myrtle Beach nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the order coming up for the Pelicans as Augusta leads it 4-0 here in the bottom of the third as they get four runs on four hits in the top half of this inning. RBIs by four different players. Augusta with an early lead as Owen Murphy returns to the mound. First pitch to Kevin Alcantara is high with a fastball. One ball, no strikes the count. Murphy struck out the side in the second, got some momentum for his offense, and they jumped on top of it by scoring four times. 1-0 pitch. Alcantara had took a big cut but chops it foul down the third base side up along the dugout for Augusta. One ball, one strike to Alcantara. Alcantara has one of the two hits for the Pelicans. His was the first batter of the night against Murphy as the 1-1 pitch is down and away as he threw him the slider. 2-1. That favored that curveball in the start. Gives Alcantara sliders. He falls behind him here. Two balls and a strike with a pull shift down for him. 2-1. Had a big swing and lines it right to second base. Keyshawn Ogun is right where he had to be. Falls behind the bag, makes the catch, and Alcantara is a rocket out to Keyshawn Ogun. Had that one slice right to him. On away for Pedro Ramirez. Murphy's retired now four in a row, his longest stretch of the night as the pitch is outside. One ball, no strikes. Ramirez popped out to Ogins in a shallow right, his first time up in the first as he takes a strike right on the inside corner. Murphy works the inside part with a fastball to the switch hitting second baseman. Two switch hitters in there tonight for Buddy Bailey, him, and also Reginald Preciado. As that one's bounced to first on two hops, it's backhanded by Justin Janis. He'll flip to Murphy covering, and there are two away. Good action off the mound by Murphy. Got over there right away as Janis fed him right in stride. And now Parker Chavers with two gone the inning. 4-0 Green Jackets, bottom of the third. McCabe goes off the line from third. First pitch to Chavers is popped up foul. McCabe gives it a run. Baldwin will now check it out, but this one will make its way to the concourse. Played by an usher on a bounce. Always hopping. They're normally told they have to keep their backs back to the action, so they don't know sometimes if the ball is coming their way. Turned around, made a nice play on a hop. 0-1. He has a slider inside. Chavers jumps out of the way. One ball, one strike. Chavers walked last time against Murphy. From the windup, Murphy kicks and throws. It's in the dirt. Consecutive sliders, and he's trying to find a rhythm with that pitch. 2-1. Oldie Munoz now has a baseball warming up in the pen. Murphy's pitch count is at 44. 2-1 is just off the inside corner, right about a letter high. 3-1. And Moises Ballesteros due next. Murphy looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. He's retired five in a row. 3-1 is on the outside corner. Dots the eye with a fastball. Ball three, strike two. Looking for strikeout number five. Three, two. A foul back out of play. Chaver is able to hang on that fastball at 93. Three and two. The way everything's going, Murphy probably in a spot where he's got the leash to finish this inning. Might be the end of his day, though. Right around that 50-pitch mark. 3-2 again is off the outside edge. Almost had him, but just off. And Chavers walks for the second time. And now be Moises Ballesteros. Now Schroeder is the acting manager tonight for Augusta. Nestor Perez is not with the club. And Mike Steed's assistants. He'll be working with him on the pitching side. First pitch to Ballesteros is a little bit low below the knees, 1-0. As Munoz continues to warm in the pen, he's going to piggyback off the start tonight on the right-hander and Owen Murphy. There goes the runner. 1-0 pitch is yanked down the first baseline. That is a fair ball down near the corner. Pelini rushes over to dig it up. Around third is Chavers. He will score, and it's a 4-1 game. Rocket just inside the first baseline, and with Chavers running, he's able to score easily. Nearly hit off the side well as well. That maybe could have given him a shot at home. Once it got deep into that corner, almost no opportunity to get Chavers. Ballesteros ends up at second base. And now Miles Schroeder is out of the dugout, and he looks like he is going to make a pitching change with Murphy right at 50 pitches. So right at his limit, his day is done, but certainly an impressive start to his Green Jackets career as Murphy, the first-round pick for the Braves, gets glove taps from the infield. Schroeder will take the baseball as the pitching change has been made. Lot to be excited about after that debut performance. 2 2/3 for Murphy, strikes out five, gives up the one run at the end. Certainly an electric night for him nonetheless. Roldy Munoz takes over. We'll set him up in just a moment as Augusta leads at 4-1 here in the third inning.
You know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Murphy with one out or two gone in the third inning for the Pelicans. Augusta 4, Myrtle Beach 1. As Owen Murphy comes up just short of getting through three innings. Moises Ballesteros, a two-out RBI double, ends his night, but still a lot to be encouraged about as Munoz comes in to throw. 26th appearance for the Green Jackets. He's worked two times as an opener as he'll piggyback off Murphy here tonight. He's thrown the ball well as of late. 63 strikeouts, just 17 walks this year and 45 and a third, and he'll get Ezequiel Pagan as Augusta owns a three-run edge. Pagan digs in from the right side as the flame-throwing Munoz gets set to throw. A look to second, first pitch to Pagan is rolled to second. Keyshawn Ogans moves over into the outfield grass. He'll feel, throw, and make the play. And that will retire the side. One pitch necessary for Roldy Munoz to get through the third. And we are headed to the fourth. It's Augusta 4, Myrtle Beach 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options.
with one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
One lead for Augusta here in the top of the fourth inning, third of the way through here from TicketReturn.com field. Green Jackets get four in the top of the third. Pelicans do get one and a two-out RBI double by Moises Ballesteros, but Augusta still with a nice lead as Grant Kipp returns to the mound for Myrtle Beach. First pitch to Floyd. Will drop in for a strike as he pulls out the parachute and sticks the landing right on the inside corner. 0-1 the count to Floyd. Popped up in foul territory towards first in his first at-bat as the 0-1 pitch is a mighty cut but a miss. Went to that same spot with the spinner. 0-2 the count to the big swinging Francisco Floyd. Takes a lot of healthy hacks up there. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a miss, and Kipp strikes him out on three breaking balls. Tripled down on it, and he got him swinging through two of them, including strike three right there. One away now for Stephen Pollini. First pitch to Stephen Pollini's outside from Kipp. It's 1-0. Pollini got everything started in that third inning with a home run to right center. Home run number 6 of the season for Stephen. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a fly ball off the end to the left. This will be played by the left fielder and Parker Chavers, and he'll make the catch. And two are quickly gone in Augusta's half of the fourth. Back to the top of the order now in Keyshawn Ogans. Ogans extended his hitting streak to 9 with his hit last inning. He came in to score on the RBI single by Ignacio Alvarez. First pitch to him is right down the middle, and it's 0-1. A ground ball foul down the third base side, right on top of it. A foot foul behind the bag, quickly 0-2. Takes an extra second, gets back into the batter's box. Nothing into the count. 0-2 pitch is high, makes it 1-2. Owens 1-for-2 in the game. Augusta with 4 hits, Myrtle Beach 3. The 1-2. Ogan sends one in the air to 7. Kevin Alcantara will backtrack on it. Now work his way back in, make the catch. That's a 3-of-3 down inning for Grant Kipp. He bounces back, and we head to the bottom of the fourth. Augusta still with the lead. It's 4-1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Start off the bottom half of the fourth for the Pelicans. Augusta has a 4-1 lead in the fourth game of this series. First full inning for Roldy Munoz. Just needed one pitch to get through the final out of the third inning. Coming in for Owen Murphy. First pitch to Triantos. Will graze the inside corner as he starts him with a changeup. Nothing and one the count. Triantos singled in his last at-bat against Murphy. Stole a couple of bases but get left at third as the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. It's like a big hack at a slider up in the zone. And it's 0-2. And Triantos will quickly call for time. You see most batters in the minor league level with the one timeout allotted per at-bat. They'll use it 95% of the time when they go down in the count 0-2. Munoz deals. And a liner or two left. That will fall in for a hit just inside the line. Over David McCabe. Kilpatrick gets to it. And off the second goes Triantos as he was thinking that the whole way. Kilpatrick has a slight bobble and left, and that will allow Triantos to get in there without a throw. An 0-2 double for Triantos, and if Kilpatrick able to get that out of his glove clean, you might have a shot. Throw would have to be perfect, though. As Triantos has his second hit, he's in scoring position for Hayden McGarry. And Munoz used the changeup and the slider to get up on Triantos, and he threw him that slider again. This time he was able to drop one just in the left field. Munoz works from the stretch, looks to second. First pitch to McGarry. Bam, bushed him down and in. Starts him with a fastball at 99 miles an hour. He's got the gas, that's for sure. It's that other stuff, the slider changeup he's trying to perfect. He gets the command and that in order. He could become a very good pitcher. 0-1. Fastball down and away. One ball, one strike. Started the year with Rome and now pitching Augusta, where he's done so since April. And the numbers he has this year, especially the ERA, doesn't really tell the full story of what role he's done as of late. Break-even pitch, a fly ball to right. That will twist foul and into the seats as Janis gives it a look. And the count is 1-2. And it's one of those things with relievers. One tough outing for you can really destruct your ERA for a whole season, and you have to really pretty much be perfect the rest of the year to get it in a respectable spot. And Munoz had a longer than usual outing back against these Pelicans at the end of May. Picked up the back end of a suspended game, and he had to really cover the rest of the game as the 1-2 pitch is lined up the middle. That's a base hit for McGarry. Morton gets to it quickly. They're going to put the stop sign for Triantos as the throw comes back to the infield from Morton. The back-to-back hits by the Pelicans, and there are runners at the corners for Reginald Preciado. time run at the plate for the Pelicans, and they look to get back in the game. Green Jackets will allow a run to score if they can get a double play ball out of it. Middle infield is back. And Ignacio Alvarez and Keyshawn Ogans. First pitch to Preciado. He had a cut, but he missed. Munoz starts him with the heater at 98 miles an hour. Nothing and one. Number 8 hitter up for the Pelicans. Struck out looking against Owen Murphy last time up. Got him on 3 pitches in his first at-bat in a couple of months. 0-1 is strike 2. Bullseye with the slider. Locked up the knees of Preciado as he buckled them, and it's 0-2. Triantos at third, McGarry at first. Munoz looking for a K. Baldwin puts up the target. 0-2 pitch, a chopper to second. Ogans has it, will go to second for the out there. On to first, it goes over as that throw is late. Triantos will score. And that will allow a run to come in on a fielder's choice off the bat of Reginald Preciado. Just wasn't hit hard enough to get two out of that. Alvarez got rid of that pretty quick at second. Went just a little too slow developing, but they do wipe out a runner at second. So a 4-2 game now. Munoz will hope to get another one of those. Has a chance to maybe double off Hearn. Preciado runs pretty well. Slow down that speed just a little bit, you might get the two. As Munoz from the stretch, first pitch to Hearn will sail outside. A big fastball for Munoz at 99, and it's 1-0. Almost the exact same defensive alignment for Hearn as it was to Preciado. A little pinch up the middle, but mostly pull shift down for the catcher. 1-0, a jam shot pop-up. Right behind second, Ignacio Alvarez wants it as he's right behind the bag in shallow center to make the catch, and that is out number 2. Powered him inside with a fastball, and Alvarez not able to get around to it quick enough. And with two gone the inning, time to run this inning will be Kevin Alcantara. Full shift on for Alcantara. Hit a screaming liner right to second base last time out, right where Keyshawn Ogans was. First pitch to Alcantara as a big swing and a foul back out of play over the first base side. 0-1 to the center fielder for the Pelicans, top 100 prospect in all of baseball. Number 3 in their system. Trails Pete Crow Armstrong, who's the new number 1, and Brennan Davis, who's number 2 in AAA as the 0-1 is inside. Throw down by Bowen with the running going. Tag by Alvarez is just a little bit late. And it's a steal for Preciado. Had a great jump, sharp throw by Baldwin. Tag just a tad late. That's the third stolen base of the night for the Pelicans, team who comes in dead last in the Carolina League in swipe bags this year. 107 now in the season, but they're very efficient about it. 107 and 128 tries. They've only been caught 21 times throughout the whole season. 1-1 pitch. Now Contreras took a big cut, but missed one down and in. As Munoz put a fastball right below the hands. Trying to keep Preciado at second. Augusta 4, Myrtle Beach 2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One-two pitch. A liner to center, softly hit right to Caden Morton as he'll make the catch, and Alcantara flies to center to end the inning. Pelicans do get another one, though, on the fielder's choice off the bat of Reginald Preciado, and we are through 4 from Myrtle Beach. It's the Green Jackets 4, Pelicans 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Pelicans make a pitch and change here to start the top of the fifth inning. Left-hander Angel Hernandez will come in and throw for the Birds as he'll get the top of the order for the Green Jackets. They lead it 4-2 here in the top half of the fifth. Mitchell Speltz with you here from Pelicans Ballpark in Myrtle Beach. As the left-hander takes the mound, he is in for Grant Kipp, who threw four innings tonight for Myrtle Beach. First pitch to Ignacio Alvarez in his third at-bat is outside for a ball. And it's 1-0. Green Jackets got all four of their runs in the third. Single tallies in the last two for the Pelicans to cut that in half. The 1-0-2 Alvarez is off the outside. Two balls, no strikes. Left-hander from the Dominican Republic. 3-3 record this year and 17 relief outings, all with Myrtle Beach. 42 Ks and 26 and two-thirds with a pair of saves. 2-0 pitch. Alvarez fouls one back into the wire. Two balls and a strike. Alvarez had one of the four RBIs in that three or four-run third. His was an RBI single back up the middle. Now has at least one RBI in his first three starts. Had a key one back on Tuesday. Grabbed one with a ground rule double last night and now one here in the third. 2-1 to Alvarez is outside, and it's 3-1. Green Jackets went down in order for the first time in the fourth inning. Three-one is down and away. He lost him. And Alvarez draws a leadoff walk to start the inning. See if Augusta can get that run or two back here in the fifth inning. Now Drake Baldwin for the third time. He's walked in his first two plate appearances. He bats from the left side. Three left-handers in there today for Augusta. As a quick snap over to first. But back standing is Alvarez. Baldwin, Janis, and Pelini, the three lefties. One of those left-handers has a homer tonight. And Stephen Pelini, as he took Grant Kipp deep. First pitch to Baldwin. Broken back ground ball up the middle. Scooped up by Preciado. He'll touch second. Fire on to first. And coming off the bag was McGarry, but got the foot back on there for the double play. A pitcher, Hernandez, jumped out of the way as the half of the bat that broke off flying through the infield came right at him. Well, a duck out of it, not get hit, while the shortstop made the play right behind him. 6-4 double play, two gone for David McCabe. And Hernandez a chance to get through this inning in just three batters. As he faces the switch hitting McCabe, he'll turn around to bat as a right-hander. First pitch to him is outside. It's 1-0. Final line today for Grant Kipp. Four innings, four hits, four runs, three walks, two strikeouts with a homer. Pretty much all that damage came in the third inning. 1-0 pitch. McCabe took a ball outside. Didn't miss by much, said Juan Gomez. Two balls, no strikes. McCabe had a sac fly back in that third inning as he hit one deep to left center. Got home Alvarez home from third with relative ease as the pitch to McCabe is on the outside corner on a check swing. 2-1. The kick and the throw by Hernandez is line to right but fouls as slices into the seats. 2-2. First six in the lap today for Augusta, all 2022 draftees, as well as their starting pitcher tonight, and Owen Murphy, the first rounder of the bunch. 2-2. It's inside, now make it a 3-2 count. You'll see more draft picks making starts throughout the next two nights here. Their second selection, J.R. Ritchie, is slotted in to be the probable starter for tomorrow. And Cedric DeGrandpre will get the call on Sunday. Full boat to David McCabe. Hernandez kicks and throws. A foul again as it sends out a play to the right side. As McCabe hangs in there, he'll see his seventh pitch of this at-bat. And the youth movement is on here in Augusta. Only a handful of draft picks are not here. About 75% are with the club. Atlanta had 22 selections in the previous draft. 3-2 pitch is down and away, and McCabe draws the walk. Now keep the inning going for Justin Janis. That's something about McCabe. He's got the big-time power, and most prototypical guys like him have that larger zone where they're going to chase more pitches, but not him necessarily. He's got a good eye at the plate. Not going to go after many things that are bad. Had a good read on that one, and now Janis with two outs with McCabe at first. Augusta 4, Myrtle Beach 2. Here in the top half of the fifth inning. Left-hander on left-hander. As Hearn puts up the target outside, Hernandez's first pitch to Janis is a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Janis 0 for 2. Just one of two Green Jackets to this juncture who have not reached base yet. Him and Francisco Floyd each 0 for 2. Otherwise, everyone's gotten on base at least once. 0-1 is a strike. Pulls out the parachute, lands the breaking ball on the outside corner, and Hernandez gets up on Janis, 0-2. As they play him straight up, right center gap is wide open for Janis. They play him a little bit to go the other way in the outfield, something he does a lot. The 0-2 pitch, a chopper foul right behind home. Makes the count, 0-2. Kevin Kilpatrick due next. He had the last blow for Augusta in the third with the three-bagger to left center. The 0-2. And it's in the dirt. And there goes last second. McCabe towards second, and he's going to be out by a mile. Not sure what happened there. But Hearn scooped that up pretty clean. Then McCabe took off, and Hearn got there in plenty of time to make the throw, and McCabe gets tagged out second on what will go down as a caught stealing. So the left-hander gets through the inning in three batters as Janis gets left at the plate, and we head to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home here from Myrtle Beach, Green Jackets 4, Pelicans 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening.
at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Game still here in the bottom half of the fifth. Rolly Munoz against Pedro Ramirez. First pitch is chopped foul up along first. No balls and one strike the count to the number two hitter in the lineup for Myrtle Beach. 2-3-4 duo from this inning. Second full inning for Rolly Munoz. Has thrown 18 pitches, 15 for strikes. 0-1 pitch. And another bouncer foul down the first base side. Quickly 0-2. First start for Ramirez. Switch hitting second baseman. Coming off some nice numbers up in the Arizona Complex League, getting called up here just today as the 0-2 pitch is down and in, and the count is 1-2. Green Jackets 4 runs on 4 hits, 2 on 5 for the Pelicans. Neither side has committed an error. Yeah, they put a pull shift on for Ramirez, and Parker Chavers do next. Munoz kicks and deals. A liner up the middle. Morton charges in, but will have to play this one out of bounds. Ramirez just able to strike one right back up the middle. That'll bring the tying run to the plate, and Parker Chavers. And now Munoz will try for a double play. A couple of ground balls in that last frame, including one off the bat of Reginald Preciado that registered a run for the Pelicans. Last one they scored, got James Triantos home from third. Speaking of him, he is in the on-deck area. That's the first pitch to Chavers, is outside, 1-0. Check that, Moises Ballesteros in the on-deck area. Triantos in the hole. Pelicans get a little run going here in this inning. You'll see Triantos again. As Chavers, who has yet to be retired, he's walked twice. As the count is 1-0 to him, Munoz deals as he shows bump, pulled back on a good pitch. It's 1-1 as he rushed in the fastball. 1-1 to Chavers. That has been a bit of a tough out this week for the Green Jacket pitching staff. Break-even pitch is rolled foul down the third base side. He was behind one. As the count is 1-2, Chavers in the series is 5-for-11. He's also drawn 3 walks, has driven in 2 with a pair of doubles. Has only struck out once, but he's down in the count here to Munoz, 1-2. Doesn't have a strikeout yet so far. Good time for his first. 1-2, and down he goes. Half swing through a pitch in the dirt, and Munoz right on cue strikes out Chavers for the first out of the Pelican fifth. And here comes Moises Ballesteros. Ballesteros had the final blow against Owen Murphy. That was back in the third inning with 2 outs. Doubled down the right field line to score the first run in Parker Chavers. First pitch is struck to center. Caden Morton will move back a few steps and catch the tattooed shot hit right to him. That was hit like a rocket, but Caden Morton very comfortable out there and knew exactly where to go. Those can confuse a lot of young center fielders. Not him, though. Very mature. A guy who might be playing center field someday up in the Brave system. A guy who certainly has that defensive potential to make his way to Atlanta. That bat is as well starting to come around for him. He has had a huge month with the power. 2 away now for Ezekiel Pagan. Munoz first pitch to the 5 hitters just off the outside corner with a changeup. 1 ball, no strikes. 4-2 Augusta here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fourth game of the series. Augusta looking to win three of those first four as Pagan rolls one near second. That's going to sneak through into right center. Base hit for Pagan going from first to third is Ramirez. He'll stop there with a turn. And it's a single for Pagan. Runners at the corners for James Triantos. So he will get in that bat in the scene as Munoz looks to rook around the pair of knocks. Pelican stranded 12 yesterday. I mentioned they were 3 for 20 in scoring position. They had numerous opportunities late where they did score some, but they didn't have that big inning. And that was really the difference in Augusta being able to maintain their lead. First pitch to him is grounded to short. Alvarez backhand short route to second. It will be in time as that ball is held on by Ogans. He kept the toe on the bag as well on the slightly high throw, but they take care of the runner at second. And Pagan, inning is over with nobody scoring. We are through five here for Myrtle Beach. It's the Green Jackets 4, Pelicans 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Score remains 4-2 Augusta as we play in the top of the sixth inning. Mitchell Speltz with you from Pelicans Ballpark in the beautiful city of Myrtle Beach, right off the coast of the Atlantic. As Justin Janis will face Angel Gonzalez to start off the inning. As the first pitch is bounced towards third, going to be a tough play as it's backhanded by Preciado. Jump throw to first is not going to get him as Janis will leg it out for an infield hit. Once that got past Triantos as he was in a little bit, it was going to be a very tough play for Preciado. The throw was good as he faded away from the bag. Just a little late as Janis beats it down for the infield knock. That is the first hit for the Green Jackets since this man had one, a triple back in the third inning. Fifth of the night for Augusta as they get the leadoff hit off Angel Hernandez. As Janis leads off of first, Hernandez checks his direction a couple of times. First pitch to Kilpatrick is in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Kilpatrick 1-for-2 tonight. Trying to help Augusta get some run support back up by 2. One 0 pitch. Kilpatrick takes another one in the dirt. Overthrew a fastball. 2 balls, no strikes to Kilpatrick. Guy who's been growing the confidence by the night at the plate. And you can see in his batting practice, his routine every day. Comes in with that killer mentality. That's his nickname, by the way, too. 2-0 pitch is a strike right down the middle. 2-1. Kevin the Killer Kilpatrick, they call him. And based on what he's done in his previous college season, even before that, certainly a warranted nickname. A fierce competitor working ahead 2-1 as a pitch to Kilpatrick is in the dirt and a pump of a throw to first by Hearn, but he'll scamper back. No throw. 3 balls, 1 strike. Good count for Kilpatrick. Janis a minimal lead off of first as Hernandez kicks and throws, and a check swing, ball outside. Didn't miss by much. Kilpatrick will take the five-pitch walk, and Augusta's got something cooking here in the sixth inning, first and second with nobody out. Had a pair of walks last inning, but lost both of them on a double play ball and also a caught stealing. As Caden Morton comes to the plate, infield playing back for the most part for the Pelicans as they look to turn two. He's a dangerous hitter in Caden Morton. First pitch is hit into the air to right, slicing back deep into the corner, but playable. It'll be caught by Pagan. Tagging from second is Janis. Throw's going to go all the way through on a hop. It's late as Janis overslides the bag a little bit but holds it as he moves up. Kilpatrick thought about tagging but thought better of it. He goes back as Pagan got a lot of momentum behind that throw as he fired it off to third. It looked like initially the Pelicans were trying to cut that off, but they let it go through and almost had a play on Janis. Foot first slide, just a little bit over, but able to keep that back foot on the bag. So a fly out to right for Morton, two gone or one gone with runners at the corners for Francisco Floyd. And now a double play can get the Pelicans through the inning. First pitch to Francisco is outside. It pops out of the glove of Hearn, who was looking to snap it down to first. Kilpatrick does not move up, and neither does Janis at third. One ball, no strikes, the count. One-oh pitch. Floyd takes it low, 2-0. Hernandez trying to reestablish command of the strike zone has been a bit all over the place in this inning. Has big-time strikeout stuff. A lot of these Pelican pitchers have great strikeout numbers. Walks can be a little high for him. Hernandez, one of those guys, as Kilpatrick takes off, pitches low. It's called a strike, and he'll take second uncontested as Hearn doesn't bother throwing. They'll let him take it. Now wipe out the conventional double play try, and he'll move the infield in now for Myrtle Beach. Green Jackets' largest lead is four. If Floyd can poke one to the outfield, you might be able to reestablish that four-run cushion. Francisco's got an open stance from the right side. He's 0 for 2, struck out in his last at-bat. That was against Grant Kipp. 2-1 pitch is down and in. Good knockdown by Hearn. Tough fastball on a hop. Use the chest to protect it. 3-1. And Floyd in a good spot. Walk doesn't kill you here now if you're Hernandez and the Pelicans. It would load up the bases. Get that force out everywhere. You get Stephen Pelini, who's got a home run in this game. But they have a matchup they'd prefer here, as they'd have lefty-lefty. If Pelini do next, so might be looking to be careful with Floyd. 3-1. He swings away, and he missed a curveball. And nothing but curveballs in his last at-bat. Struck out on three pitches against Kipp, and now Hernandez sprinkles in his first. That's 3-2. Full boat to Floyd. Big pitch coming for Hernandez. Here it comes, and it's a swing and a miss. Gave him another hook, and Floyd not able to time it up. And that is a key strikeout for Hernandez and the Pelicans here in the top of the sixth inning. And now an out anywhere will get him through the frame. Stephen Pelini comes to the plate, still 4-2 Augusta. Pelini started all the scoring tonight with a solo home run to right. Lefty on lefty matchup as the infield backs up. First pitch to Stephen is inside as Hearn able to jump out of the way and knock it into his glove. Almost got by him. Pelini this year is batting just .160 against lefties. He is 9-for-56. Does have a couple of doubles though. And he can get one here. Augusta's going to go back up by four as time is called. Top of the order looms next in Keyshawn Ogans. Blaney's also got a good eye at the play. You're going to have to throw him some strikes, though. Doesn't swing at too many bad pitches. 1-0 pitch. Pelini swung at one in the dirt. And have been a reverse jinx that time. My apologies. One ball, one strike. Good-looking curveball, though. Those good ones look like they're going to stay up right around the belt, and then you pull the chair on it, and it drops into the dirt. Ball and a strike. Janis at third. Kilpatrick at second. The break-even pitch is strike two. Spins it right down the heart, and it's 1-2. And he looking for a mistake with that pitch. Working with a good breaking ball and strike out a pair during this outing. Including Floyd, the last batter, which puts him in a more favorable spot here. 1-2. A swing and a miss. Struck him out with a changeup this time, and that will retire the side for Augusta as they strand two in scoring position. So Hernandez gets into trouble, but he gets out of it. And we are through 5.5 from Myrtle Beach. It remains Augusta 4, Myrtle Beach 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
This Friday night in Myrtle Beach. It's 4-2 Green Jackets here in the fourth game of this series. Roldy Munoz is on for his third inning. Pitch count's very favorable for him. 29 pitches, 23 strikes. Gave just the one run in the fourth. First pitch to Hayden McGarry to start the inning is right down the middle as he fires a changeup. And it's 0-1 to the number 7 hitter for the Cubs single A affiliate. 0-1 pitch from Roldy. He is down and away. One ball, one strike. Munoz is, of course, a guy when you project him long-term and what he has with his repertoire. He's a guy that you figure you'd like to have closeout games at some point, but he's been very good working as a piggyback starter or even an opener as McGarry fouls off a changeup off the mitt of Baldwin. And it's 1-2. And so Roldy's become quite comfortable, and he's made two starts as an opener. His last time was on Sunday against the Charleston River Dogs, and he had a very good first couple innings. And what was a tough loss eventually for Augusta as the 1-2 pitches a swing and a miss. Wiped him out with a slider. Strikeout number 2 for Munoz as he got him at 92. Exactly what I'm talking about. 92 mile an hour with that kind of breaking movement to a slider. That's big league stuff right there. As Munoz brings it to strikeout McGrady. One away for Reginald Preciado. Switch hitter bats as a lefty. First pitch to him is lined into right. This one is going to get in for a base hit. A muscle jog right around his hand, but got some good wood on it. And he ends up with the eighth hit of the night for Myrtle Beach. That's a pretty good pitch by Munoz, which is better hitting by Preciado. And now here comes Ethan Hearn. And Munoz in that role as the opener on Sunday. That was his last appearance. Two shutout innings that were perfect. Struck out 5. Strikeout stuff is certainly there. That matched his season high for strikeouts. Third time he's done it. Did it once in Rome, also now twice here in Augusta. Now, command's never really an issue in terms of walking guys, and that's why Munoz is a guy his organization likes. When you're throwing strikes, there's always something to work with. As the pitch is on the outside corner, a strike to her on the left-hander, 0-1. I had a conversation about that with Mike Steed the other night, and he told me when you're all over the place and you have good stuff, it's a lot more difficult because you have to go back to the basics. It's a different story when you're throwing strikes already. As the pitch is slammed in the dirt, it'll sneak behind Baldwin a few feet, but it'll be enough for Preciado to move up to second base. He's now in scoring position with nobody out for Hurton, who's got a 1-1 count. And when you're throwing strikes, there's little tweaks you can make to command the stuff better, put it in the right locations, and not get so much of the play. But when you have the electric stuff, but you're throwing it everywhere, you just have to focus on throwing strikes first and foremost, and then commanding it better becomes secondary. Break-even pitch. A chopper foul down the first base side, 1-2. And a 4-2 lead for Augusta here in the bottom of the sixth. And the strikeout numbers are there. Munoz has been hit a little hard at times this year. But you're seeing a little bit of a turnaround now that that changeup slider is something he's become more dependable on. Ball one, strike two. Munoz takes a breath, checks second and deals. As there's a bouncer to second on two hops, Keyshawn Ogans is right there. He'll make the play on Hearn. Up to third base goes Preciado, and there are two away in the inning. And it'll be the top of the order in Kevin Alcantara. Munoz looking for back-to-back scoreless innings. Pelicans got one on him in the fourth. Scoreless fifth. And now two outs here in inning number six with a big swinger at the plate. First pitch to Alcantara. Took a mighty hack. It's 0-1. First full season for Alcantara. Played exclusively in the Florida Complex League last year. Mostly with the Yankees and then in Arizona with the Cubs after being traded. First time in full season baseball, and this is game number 101 for him. 0-1 pitch, a check swing. It's a little bit low. One ball, one strike. That's a big jump for guys going from a 60-game season, whether it's in college or in the complex league. You don't typically play that many games in high school in a given year. If you come straight from that level. 1-1 pitch. Alcantara bounces on right. Back to Munoz on a hop. Look what I found, and he'll toss it over to first for the final out of the inning. Alcantara tips his helmet to him on the way back into the dugout. That might have bounced into center if Munoz didn't snag that out of midair. Strands a runner at third, and we are through six innings here from TicketReturn.com Field. The Green Jackets hold a 4-2 lead over the Pelicans on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Mitchell Speltz with you from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We are in the final third of this game, top half of the seventh. Top of the order is coming up for Augusta as they lead it by a score of 4-2. Four runs on four hits in the third right now has served them well as they lead by a deuce. Back to the mound goes Angel Hernandez to face Keyshawn Ogans. First pitch to the second baseman is slowly tapped foul up along third. No balls and one strike to Keyshawn. He is 1-for-3 here tonight. Extended his hit streak to 9. Back with a single in the third. He'd eventually come around to score. Hernandez has thrown back-to-back scoreless innings as the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. Buried one on him in the dirt with a good changeup. Count is no balls and two strikes. Hernandez shakes off a couple, now has what he wants. 0-2 pitch. It's down and in. Taken in the dirt for a ball. 1-2. Green Jackets had a threat against Hernandez last inning. First two guys got on with nobody out, but he left him out at second and third. Back-to-back strikeouts of Floyd and Pelini got him through the inning. 1-2 pitch. A pop-up into center. Kevin Alcantara will race over to it and will make the grab. One away in the Green Jacket seventh. Just off the trademark a little bit as Ogans gave it a slight ride out to right center. Alcantara covers a lot of ground out there. He started this year mostly as the right fielder for the Pelicans with Pete Crow Armstrong in town, who is an elite defender. That's where he projects the best at the big league level. Now he's now the top prospect in the Cubs system. Very much impressed here and now doing great things with the High A Club in South Bend, Indiana. South Bend Cubs. First pitch to Ignacio Alvarez is outside, 1-0. And Esther Perez, the manager for Augusta, told me months ago that Crow Armstrong is the best player he has seen in the league this year. 1-0 pitch. Alvarez takes one outside, 2-0. A couple close candidates in there as well. Big fan of Jackson Chorio with the Timber Rattlers. Or he's now in High A Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers. What's with the Carolina Mudcats? 2-0 pitch is on the outside corner, 2-1. And a very big fan of James Wood in Fredericksburg. We were there a couple of weeks ago. It's kind of funny, he actually took a picture with him. Big fan of him, and that's just the kind of guy Nestor Perez is, as the 2-1 pitch is low, and it's 3-1. And he is about as fun and easygoing of a guy, and you could find him. He'll even take photos with opposing players, and he projects to be a very good one. And James Wood, as the 3-1 is rolled over towards third. Triantos has it, takes his time and flips to first in time to get Alvarez by a couple of steps, and there are two away. 5-3 on that last put out. And up comes Drake Baldwin. And Augusta clinging to a 4-2 lead. I remember Nestor told me that while we were in Fredericksburg, talking about James Wood, who was having a tremendous series. He is having a fantastic run with Fredericksburg since he was acquired from San Diego. And that's the first pitch to Baldwin's inside. It's the backstop, 1-0. Tells me he thinks he's going to be a superstar. He certainly has the build for it. When you watch an athlete like James Wood on TV, and even some with the Green Jackets as well, they are a lot bigger in person than you'd see on TV. As the pitch is inside, the Baldwin backs him out again. Little chin music from Hernandez, 2-0. And Mekhi Backs is a good example of that with Augusta. You look at him in person, that is a well-put-together young man. 2-0. A strike right down the middle. Fastball from Hernandez, it's 2-1. TV never really does it justice with some of these tremendous athletes and the way they're put together. 2-1. Baldwin had a big cut, but he missed. Tried to pull one to right. 2-2. As Hernandez looks to settle down his fifth or sixth consecutive batter, rather. Only trying to extend the inning. The 2-2 pitch. A swing and a little bloop into right. This one is going to be a ball on the ground. It was not played cleanly by Pagani. Trapped it. It's a base hit for Baldwin. Crowell thinks he caught it. Home, the base umpire, Chris Jenke, was right on it, says it dropped. And no arguing from Pagan, and they were right on it. I think that looked like the right call. And Pagan's a little shaken up out there and right. Now Pagan had a great jump and gave a great effort at it, but just trapped it into his glove. And Baldwin has a hit. His first of the night, he's on for the third time. Reached four times a young career high back on Tuesday. Sixth hit for Augusta as David McCabe comes to the plate. Number 51, David McCabe. Augusta would love to get another run or two, and they've got a man who can supply two on one swing. As McCabe bats as a right-hander, first pitch from Hernandez is a half swing as he crossed him up. And completely ambushed him inside with that spinner. It's been a good pitch for Hernandez here tonight. That's 0-1. His pitch count is around 50. Nobody warming in that Green Jacket bullpen. Looks like Rolly Munoz is going to have another inning. He's thrown the ball well. He's picked up some huge frames tonight. Going to see probably more bullpen work tomorrow. J.R. Ritchie is probably going to have the similar pitch limit to what Owen Murphy had today, around 40, 50 pitches in that neighborhood. 0-1. It's in the dirt. McCabe took it for a ball, and that'll even the count at 1-1. And Murphy really set the tone well tonight for Augusta. Struck out the side in the second inning, and then his offense responded by scoring four runs in the top of the third. And to this juncture, it has Augusta still in front. Break-even pitch is a little low. 2-1 as Hernandez missed with a changeup. Two balls, one strike, the count. And a good Friday night crowd. They've got fireworks after the game, but before that, they're having a wedding. A quick wedding before fireworks. That is very interesting. 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner, 2-2. That's got to be the fastest wedding that might ever occur. But the tremendous voice of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Sam Weider, have told me before the game today, he is an ordained minister. He could do it, but he is not doing the officiating the wedding out there. The 2-2 pitch is right down the middle, and that's a strikeout. Spun one right down the middle. McCabe was looking for something else, and that'll end the frame for Augusta. We stretch here from Myrtle Beach. Augusta still leads the Pelicans 4-2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Augusta maintains a two-run lead. It's 4-2 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as Roldy Munoz will toe the rubber and get the middle of the Pelican order. Rob Griswold is throwing in the Augusta pen at this moment. He's going to be the next pitcher out. Munoz would love to set him up for the eighth inning. Pedro Ramirez, Parker Chavers, Moises Ballesteros, the heart of the Pelican order. First pitch is bounced towards the right side. That's going to get in the right field. A base hit for Ramirez. Wasn't super hard hit, but got it right in between Janis and Ogans. And that will quickly bring the tied run to the plate for Myrtle Beach. Only Parker Chavers. Myrtle Beach is out hitting Augusta tonight 9-6. But they haven't been able to really play to anything. They're 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position tonight. They were 3-for-20 last night. They have left 8 on the base pass through the first 6 innings. First pitch to Chavers is in the dirt, scooped up by Baldwin. 1-1. And there's another spot where he's looking for a double play. Stranded 4 runners on the base pass in the last 3. 1-0 is up and away. That's off the glove of Baldwin to the backstop. Up to second base goes Ramirez, and now he's in scoring position for Chavers. And another threat is out there for Myrtle Beach. And quite a few wild pitches tonight. None of them have really come back to hurt Augusta, however. I'm just trying to keep it that way. 2-0 to Chavers. He's the tying run this inning. As Munoz deals a bouncy ball right to third. McCabe has it, looks back the runner, fires over to first in plenty of time to get Chavers. Not moving up from second is Ramirez. And well positioned, David McCabe was right on the spot to play the one hopper. Makes a sharp 5-3 put out. One away from Moises Ballesteros. Green Jackets 4, Pelicans 2. Here in the bottom half of the seventh inning, Munoz has thrown 45 pitches. Right now he's conquered 3 2/3 on the mound. First pitch to Ballesteros is on the outside corner right at the belt. No balls, one strike the count. Longest outing for Munoz this year was against Myrtle Beach. It was 4 innings back in that aforementioned back end part of the suspended game in May as the 0-1 pitch bounced to second on two hops. It's picked on the in-between by Keyshawn Ogans, and he'll fire over to first to get by Ballesteros. Able to scoop it up on that clean hop. He's got some nice hands in the middle infield. 4-3 on the putout. Back-to-back ground ball outs for Munoz. Ramirez moves to third, but there are two outs now for Ezequiel Pagan. And now Munoz has matched his season high. Also a career high for him. And he's worked as that really middle starter here today for Augusta. Trying to go on a clean note. Got a tough hitter to conquer, though, in Pagan. First pitch is lined to right. This one is going to be a base hit. And the Pelicans are within one. In the score is Ramirez. It's now 4-3. As Pagan singles on the first pitch. A muscle job in the right. Right in front of Stephen Pelini. And out comes Miles Schroeder. And what is going to be a pitch and change. Rob Griswold's been warming up. And he's going to take over for James Triantos. But nonetheless, good work tonight by Roley Munoz. Pelicans get two on him. And four innings on the mound. He's still got a base runner out there to his responsibility. But Griswold, who had a save back on Tuesday, is going to come in now and bridge the gap possibly to the end. As he enters to face Triantos, Augusta 4, Myrtle Beach 3 as Griswold enters here in the bottom of the seventh with two outs.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Green Jackets lead is trimmed to one. It's 4-3. Rob Griswold will enter his team high 35th appearance of the year, second time this week. And it's James Triantos with the tying run at first with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Rob's first pitch to Triantos is lined to left, coming in Kilpatrick, and he makes a sliding catch, and that will end the inning. An incredible jump off the bat by Kilpatrick. Needed every single bit of it to make the sliding grab on Triantos. Inning will end. Pelicans do add one more. They've made it a one-run game. It's 4-3. We head to the eighth on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Fitting here from TickerReturn.com Field, Pelicans Ballpark in Myrtle Beach. Augusta has a 4-3 lead over the Pelicans. At 4-0 after 2.5. Three single tallies by the Pelicans have them within a single run. Augusta would love to get one run back here. Trying to help themselves. First pitch to Justin Jazz to start the inning is a foul from the lefty Angel Hernandez. It's 0-1. Also take our first drive around the league here in the eighth inning. Scoreboard watching as we're coming down right to the end. Some scores of note. Carolina leads at Kannapolis right now in the eighth, 4-1. Lynchburg 2, Delmarva 1 in the eighth inning up in Salisbury, Maryland. Fredericksburg leading down east in the shootout. It's 9-8 and 7th at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Long look in by Hernandez with 4 on the timer. He kicks and throws, and Janis checked his swing and took a ball right around the knuckles. One ball, one strike. Salem 3, Columbia 1 in the top of the ninth. Red Sox have been walked off the last two games of that series in 13 innings last night. Charleston 7, Fayetteville 1 in the eighth inning. 1-1, and a swing and a miss. Change up from Hernandez as he's dialed in out there. 1-2. Riverdog's magic number at this moment to eliminate Augusta is 9. So a combination of River Dogs wins and Augusta losses that would eliminate them from playoff contention. They're 7.5 back entering tonight. 1-2 pitches down and away, 2-2. Makes games like these more important. It's kind of a long shot at this point to make the postseason, mostly just based off how Charleston is playing. But these are the games you got to have. Myrtle Beach is already in the playoffs. 2-2. A check swing, just missed down and away. Good take by Janis. Didn't miss by a whole lot, but just a bit off the edge. It's 3-2. Janis had an infield hit his last time up to the sixth. Augusta is being out hit by Myrtle Beach, 10-6. 3-2. A check swing ball down and away. They will ask at first. He didn't go, says Chris Jenke. And Janis works himself back into the count and works the walk. A 1-2 count ends up in a free pass. And now here is Kevin Kilpatrick. Patrick trying to provide that spark. Sends a rocket to deep left center back in the third. And right now, that is the key run of the game as Augusta's lead has been trimmed to 1. Good one coming down to the finish as the first pitch to Kilpatrick in the dirt. Nice scoop up by Hearn. Nothing is getting by that man tonight. He has been a wall back there. Hernandez is working currently in his third plus inning of work. He came in the fifth and has not allowed a run. Grant Kipp, the starter for Myrtle Beach, through four innings, gave four runs on four hits. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, and drops on the outside corner. Kilpatrick thought he had a ball in an abrupt turn of his head. Surprised by that call. 1-1. Looking for a mistake from Hernandez as he works now what will be his 63rd pitch. 1-1, a swing and a miss. Put him in a straight jacket on an inside pitch as he was unable to turn it around. 1-2. That inside pitch is a tough one to get to for a lot of hitters. Dangerous place to throw. If you can work it in there, a good command, you can live in a long pitching career. 1-2 pitches outside, 2-2. Got to get those hands around a little bit quicker. And you can really blast that inside pitch if it's left in the hittable zone. Also, the downside is a pitcher throwing it there. If you work it a little too far in, you'll hit the batter. 2-2. It's down and in. Good layoff by Kilpatrick, and the count is full. Ball three and strike two. From what I can see, bullpen is quiet for Myrtle Beach. They're behind the right field wall. Green Jackets is quiet. Rob Griswold came in to get one pitch and one out. And the last inning, picked up Roldy Munoz. 3-2. It's outside, and Kilpatrick takes the base on balls. First and second, nobody out. Ideal scoring opportunity for Augusta here in inning number eight. And that will be it for Hernandez. There was somebody warming down there, just couldn't see him. As Buddy Bailey is out of the dugout, he'll take the baseball from his southpaw, who ate up three-plus innings out of the pen tonight for Myrtle Beach. He departs to an ovation. Green Jacket to the threat, going first and second here in the eighth inning. They lead it 4-3 with nobody out, trying to get an insurance run or two here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Myrtle Beach, right-hander Yovani Cabrera, 21-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic, will make his 14th appearance this year. Split between here and the Arizona Complex League, his eighth at the Pelicans, made six down in Arizona. When this time in Myrtle Beach, 12 and a third innings, eight runs on 10 hits, 12 strikeouts, has walked nine. He'll face Caden Morton. Corners are going to play in for Myrtle Beach, expecting possibly a bunt from Caden as he comes up with Janis at second and Kilpatrick at first with nobody out. First pitch, he swings away at one in the dirt as it dribbles away from Hearn, who might have taken that one on the backswing off the face a little bit on his helmet or his mask as he ripped it off as he's feeling that one right on the chin, it appears. As Morton swung at a big slider that wiped off the plate, Hearn able to keep it close enough where Janis or Kilpatrick didn't move up. And it's first and second with nobody out. Augusta has a 4-3 lead. Just the base on the way this game is trending, Augusta would love to get at least a run or two here. Give themselves some more breathing room. Corners remain in, thinking Morton might try and bunt one. Most likely going to swing away if I had a guess, as the 0-1 pitch is low. It's 1-1. Number one, a lot of teams really don't believe in sack bunting anymore. Miles Shore is the acting manager for tonight. Nestor Perez not with the club. It's a day off as Schroeder does the coaching over at third. And also, Morton's a hot hitter. Has four home runs this month. As the 1-1 pitch is on the inside corner. Count is now 1-2. But August has no question been the most productive month for Caden. This month he has 16 RBIs with an OPS of 950. Those numbers will play. Ball one, strike two. Cabrera looks to second. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Hearn blocks another one. He'll get a new baseball and two balls, two strikes. It's now time for the team lead with 10 home runs. Adam Zabrowski, Cal Conley, and Brandon Parker all had 10 with Augusta. They're all playing with Rome now. Now, based on the way the season was trending, Cal Conley was the consensus club leader in homers, was typically that man from the start. Good power, though, 1-9 in this normal Augusta lineup. 2-2. It's inside, and the count is full. Kilpatrick was halfway off of first. He thought Morton got hit. And he may have caught a break that time. Hearn did not notice. He fires that down to first. They catch Kilpatrick in a rundown. He thought Morton got grazed by that pitch. And thankfully for him, McGarry was not over at first. And Hearn didn't see him either. Count is full as Morton will call for time. And a big 3-2 pitch here coming for Yovani Cabrera. Walks Morton. Bases are loaded for Francisco Floyd, and a golden opportunity for Augusta to get at least one. It's down and in. He walked him. And that will load up the bases. Nobody out. Three consecutive base on balls, and Augusta has a golden opportunity here in the eighth inning without even putting the ball in play. And now Cabrera in a spot where he can't allow any runs to score. His infield's going to come in behind him. And we'll face Francisco Floyd, who is 0-3. Green Jackets by a run, trying to get their cushion back. Janice at third, Kilpatrick at second, Morton the long trail runner at first. The pitch to Floyd is grounded up the middle into center. Janice will score. Here comes Kilpatrick. Throw is going to go to third, and Morton's in there. Snap throw down to second is in time to get Floyd, but he drives home two runs as it's now a 6-3 game. Triantos came up and cut off that throw from third. He saw Floyd trying to move into second, and he delivered a good throw to get him. But Floyd with the infield in punches one right by him to give Augusta a three-run lead. He's not happy about that out call at second base, but nonetheless, he does exactly what he was needed to. As he got the two run home, he will get a single and a two RBIs on that. As Morton, in the process, moved to third, had a nice belly flop dive to get in there. And now here's Stephen Pollini. Cabrera's first pitch is roped foul down the right field line. It's 0-1. First runs for the Green Jackets since the third inning. And they are two big ones at this moment. Momentum was slowly and steadily with Myrtle Beach, and they're not out of this game by any measure, but now they've got some more work to do. Francisco Floyd has another multi-RBI game. Had two yesterday, two more on that swing. 0-1 is up and away. One ball, one strike to Stephen Pollini. Those two runners that just scored will be charged to Angel Hernandez. His day is done now. Walk both of those guys to start the inning. They both score. Break-even pitch is off the outside corner. Hearn tried to make the fastball look good, but missed. It's 2-1. A home run for Pollini back in the third. A solo home run for a sixth of the year. And at 1-0, now trying to add on to this lead with the infield still in. Caden Morton's the runner at third. 2-1. And he's swinging a miss. Gassed him up. It's 2-2. 93 on the gun that time. Plenty otherwise 1-3. Has flown out to left and struck out last time up against Angel Hernandez. Two-two. A swing and a miss. Cabrera strikes out Pelini for out number two. And now Morton still at third. It'll be Keyshawn Hogans. Sixth strikeout tonight for the Pelicans pitching staff. Augusta's done a nice job putting the ball in play tonight. And another walk fest for the offense. They've drawn nine of them tonight. Top three club in the Carolina League in walks drawn. Cabrera against Ogans. First pitch to Keyshawn is a pop-up a mile high in the infield. Near second base, calling for it is Ramirez as he gets to the spot. Helicopters underneath and makes the catch. Went for a little bit of a ride at the end, but he does make the grab. That'll end the inning. But Augusta gets two key runs on a two-run single by Francisco Floyd. 7.5 through. It's now Augusta 6, Myrtle Beach 3 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Green Jackets lead is stretched back to three on a two-run single by Francisco Floyd. Rob Griswold is back on the mound for Augusta. This is his first full inning on the mound. First pitch to McGrady is inside, and it's one ball, no strikes. And with the bases loaded, nobody out, Francisco Floyd had a two-run single back up the middle, made it 6-3. That's all Augusta got, but they're two huge runs at this juncture. As McGarry, a half swing, couldn't hold up. It's good anyway on a 1-1 pitch. And the count is now 1-1, I beg your pardon, as Griswold evens up the count to Hayden McGarry. He is 1-for-3 in his debut game. 1-1 is just off the inside on a slider by Griswold. 2-1. Right now the objective for Griswold might be to finish this one out. 7-out save could be in the works if this inning goes smoothly for him. 2-1 pitch, a slow chopper back to the mound, scooped up clean by Griswold. Overhand toss to first in time to get McGarry, and there's one away. That starts at the bottom of the eighth for Rob Griswold in the Green Jackets. Up comes Reginald Preciado. First pitch to Preciado inside, almost hit the switch hitter. As he bats from the left side on the sweeping slider from Griswold, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 is off the outside, two balls, no strikes. A jam shot fly ball to center, a little carry to it. Caden Morton will back up near the track and make the catch. Had some carry to it, but you could tell he got it in on his hands and wasn't going to have enough to it, especially in center field. Preciado flies out. Two gone here in the eighth inning as Ethan Hearn comes to the plate. As Augusta looks to get to the ninth, still up by three. Just eight pitches for Griswold. He's recorded three outs going back to the last frame. First pitch to Hearn is knuckled back into the wire. It's 0-1. Hearn is 0 for 3 tonight. Augusta remains being out hit in this game 10-7, but they hold the three-run lead. Got out hit by one yesterday. 16-6 back in their lone defeat this week so far on Wednesday. And we're out hit as well on Tuesday, 14-12. What they have done is taken advantage of some walks they've been given by the Pelicans as the 0-1 is rolled foul down the first base side. And the count is 1-1. Or 0-2, I beg your pardon. As Griswold is on the precipice of a clean full inning. Full shift is on for the nine hitter. 0-2 pitch is a string and a miss. Griswold struck him out. Pulled the string. Hearn couldn't wait back long enough. And Griswold delivers a perfect eighth inning. We head to the ninth. Augusta looking to win 3-4 to start the series. They lead at 6-3. Ninth inning is next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Four for Myrtle Beach. It's Augusta 6, Myrtle Beach 3 as Augusta looks to take three of the first four games of this series against the Pelicans. Another game where they have not trailed. Pelicans have pushed back. They got within one. Got two runs in the eighth on a two-run single by Francisco Floyd. Has Augusta up a field goal as we play in the ninth inning. First pitch to Ignacio Alvarez is a low strike from Giovanni Cabrera, and it's 0-1. Top order will be due up for the Pelicans in the ninth. Augusta love one or two more runs if they can get them. A one to Alvarez is hit in the air to right. Pagan will charge near the line, should have a play as he comes close, and he will make the catch on the run. That ball got pushed a little bit too close to the wall for comfort, but he was able to size it up, run it down, and Alvarez is retired. On away for Drake Baldwin. As Baldwin will bat from the right side, he is 1-for-2 today. Has been retired only once. Righty lefty matchup. First pitch to Baldwin. He is a little up and out. 1-0. Baldwin has walked twice. He also has a single. Long time he was retired was on a double play ball. 1-0. Ranking ball outside. 2-0. Baldwin reached four times back on Tuesday, trying to replicate that here tonight. Had two hits and two walks. 2-0 is a strike. Pinpoint on the outside corner from Cabrera. Two balls, one strike. Griswold right now is slated to pitch the ninth inning. Bullpen is quiet for Augusta. Has thrown 11 pitches. 2-1 is outside, now 3-1. Pitch count certainly in great shape to do so, especially for a guy like Griswold, who has gone multiple innings plenty of times. It'd be his longest save try for the year if he's able to close it out. 3-1. Baldwin sends it in the air foul up along third. That'll get out of play. All three strike two to the Augusta catcher with one gone here in the ninth inning. 6 o'clock start tomorrow, 6:30 on Sunday for the finale. 3-2. Baldwin sends one to center. Well struck. Alcantara gets back, and he's going to get there in time to make the catch right in front of the warning track. Baldwin just a little on his hands, but shows you the strength that he possesses as he gave that one a long ride to the deepest part of TicketReturn.com field. Two gone for David McCabe. As McCabe comes up with two outs. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch to McCabe. He had a king's hack but missed. 0-1 as Cabrera gets ahead. Tried to send that one into the forest. 0-1 pitch. A swing and a foul off the catcher's mitt of Hearn. Quickly 0-2. Cabrera trying to put down the side in order, allowed a couple of inherited runs to score last inning. Looking for his second strikeout. 0-2 to McCabe. A check swing in the dirt, laid off one. They will ask at first. He did not go. One ball and two strikes. Starter today for the Pelicans, and Grant Kipp gave four runs. Angel Hernandez, two and three plus innings. Cabrera trying to master two on the mound with no runs to his line. 1-2. It's outside on a big fastball from Cabrera. 2-2. Justin Janis hoping for a fifth at bat. He's due next. McCabe is 1-for-3 tonight with his 13th RBI and a sack fly in the third. And coming off the mound, losing his balance, is Cabrera. And they'll just restart it there. He turned off the pitch clock, so it's not a violation. And home plate umpire Juan Gomez just says, what are you going to do? You don't see that really at all. You could call that a pitch clock violation, no question, but they'll just let it go. No argument. 2-2 pitch is grounded to second. A rollover right to Ramirez. He'll flip the first. Inning over. Green Jackets go down in order. Rob Griswold going to look to shut things down in the ninth. Augusta looking to win their third game of the week here in Myrtle Beach. Need three more outs. Up by three. It's 6-3. Bottom of the ninth is next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans. Many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta.
Bottom of the ninth from Myrtle Beach. Green Jackets 6, Pelicans 3. Rob Griswold going for a 7-out save. He'll get the top of the order. Kevin Alcantara, Pedro Ramirez, and Parker Chavers. Alcantara comes in 1-for-4. Griswold's first pitch is inside as he jumps out of the way. A little pirouette to avoid it. 1-0 to Alcantara. Had a single to start the night against Owen Murphy in his first start. Hitless since. 1-0 pitch right down the chute. As Griswold slings one in there. One ball, one strike. Now, Contreras certainly had plenty of big moments against this Augusta bunch. Griswold trying to deny him here as there's a big bouncing ball foul down the third base side. It's 1-2. Alcantara, prior to this game here today, 24 for 79 against Augusta with 21 driven in on a pair of homers. And 3-0-4. The Green Jackets have contained him pretty well so far this week. And the worst he could do to you here is make it a two-run game. 1-2. A swing and a foul as Alcantara took a big rip at one. Home ball and two strikes. Griswold fires. A grounder up the middle. Deflects off of Griswold to Ogins. He picks it up. Strong throw to first, and he got him. A kick stop by Griswold. Not sure if that was intentional or not. He looks back to the dugout and says, stay in there. I'm good. Got Austin Smith, Mike Steed, and Miles Schroeder all in that tie-up step, but he's waving them all off. Kind of stuck out that back foot, and he kicked it right to Keyshawn Ogins, who waited for it on a hop, built up some momentum, and fired a dart to first to get Alcantara. That'll go down 1-4-3. Yeah, the first pitch to Pedro Ramirez is outside 1-0. But if Griswold doesn't hit that with his cleat, that's in center field. And it's the second hit of the night for Alcantara. 1-0 is right on the outside corner. Griswold works the back door. One ball, one strike. Break-even pitch. A liner to the left side. That's going to get past shortstop and into left field. Base hit for Ramirez, having himself a night in his debut. After an 0-for-2 start, he's got three hits in a row and is on with one out here in the ninth. 3-for-5 tonight. Now it's Parker Chavers. Griswold now looking for a game-ending double play. First pitch, bullseye right on the outside corner from Rob. It's 0-1. Griswold certainly capable of getting that double play. Ground ball pitcher by trade. Guy lives down the zone. 0-1 to Chavers. Is a little low and out. Good spot though. One ball, one strike. Run that matters most is in the on deck area at the moment. Break even pitch is on the inside corner. Inside, maybe a favorable call that time. Shaver's not a big fan, and he'll call for time. Take an extra second to strapping up the batting gloves. Got a nice Friday night crowd here in Myrtle Beach. Griswold trying to quiet them. The 1-2. A tapper foul. Big cut by Shaver's to stay alive. Ball one, strike two. Just past 9:30 here local time. One of the quicker games we've had this series. Granted, we don't go to extras, and it ends right here, hopefully. 3+ hours, around 3:15 the past two nights. 1-2. A ground ball to third. McCabe has it. He'll go to second out there. Ogins to first, and he's safe by a step. Had a little bit of a shift on, so Ogins took a little longer to get over there, but he got there in time to get the lead man. Good throw to first, just a tad late as Chavers beats it to extend the game one more batter. Nonetheless, the Pelicans are down to their final up. It's up to Moises Ballesteros. And a bouncer hit right to David McCabe. Nearly started up around the horn double play to win another one for Augusta. First pitch to Ballesteros is off the outside. One ball, no strikes. Another pull shift down for Ballesteros. 1-for-4 today. 1-0. Is just off the outside. 2-0. Tied run locked in on deck. It's a dangerous hitter in Ezekiel Pagan. Griswold hoping not to face him. 2-0. A check swing. It's good anyway. On the outside corner, 2-1. Two one pitch. A fly ball deep to right. Pelini goes back to the track. It is a one-run game. A two-run homer by Moises Ballesteros, and it's now 6-5. Not done quite yet as Ballesteros takes his trot around the bases. And that will bring the tied running Ezequiel Pagán to the plate with an opportunity. Just got underneath it a little bit where he could drive it out of here. And he sends it out to right. And the deficit is now just one again for the Pelicans. And that is where, folks, the two runs brought home by Francisco Foy in the eighth really ring a difference here. As Augusta at that juncture was up one. Now they maintain that lead as Pagán takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. He is the tying run. Another guy with power. He's got 10 home runs this year with 61 driven in. 0-1 is strike two. A bullseye on the outside corner. And the count is 0-2. And you go back to that near double play off the bat of Parker Chavers, because he was just able to get there. He gave Ballesteros at least an opportunity to keep going. And he hit the homer, keeping the door open. 0-2 the count to Pagán. The pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Augusta wins again in Myrtle Beach as Rob Griswold overcomes the two-run homer, strikes out Pagán on three pitches, and the Green Jackets have won three of the first four here in Myrtle Beach. A good one tonight as Augusta gets a lead. They don't let up. And they will have a chance to win a series tomorrow here against the Pelicans. 6-5 the final score. We wrap it all up on the Easy Go postgame show next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show here from Myrtle Beach. The Green Jackets hold on and win again here against the Pelicans. They've won three of the first four as they ride a four-run third to grab an early 4-0 lead that featured a solo home run from Stephen Pelini and an R2 RBI triple by Kevin Kilpatrick. Three single tally innings in the third, fourth, and seventh inning got the Pelicans within one, but a big two-run single by Francisco Foot in the eighth made it 6-3. That would come in extreme handy as a two-run home run by Moises Ballesteros made it a one-run game. They would not get any closer. Rob Griswold struck out Ezequiel Pagán on three pitches to notch down his eighth save of the year, his second this week, as Augusta wins it 6-5. Mitchell Speltz with you to wrap things up here from Pelicans Ballpark as we've currently got a wedding going down on the field right at home plate. Final numbers tonight, Augusta 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 7 on base. Myrtle Beach 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 9 on the base paths. Winning pitcher is Roldy Munoz. Loser is Grant Kipp. Save goes to Rob Griswold. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 37 minutes. Time now for our it guy of the game, the best performer of the night for the Green Jackets. Tough call on this one. You can go a lot of different ways, but we'll give it to Kevin Kilpatrick. He reached 3 times overall, had a triple in the third inning that capped off the 4-run frame. That made it a 4-0 game at the time. He is our it guy of the game. As for our wow play, the play of the night, Francisco Foy will get that with his 2-run single in the eighth. It certainly mattered. If it wasn't for it, Augusta may have been walked off on that home run by Ballesteros in the ninth inning. And as a result, Augusta wins 6-5. Final drive around the league for us as we look at some final scores around the Carolina League. Delmarva tops Lynchburg 4-2 as they hit a walk-off home run in that game. It was by Chris Creed Willems, who hit the home run for Delmarva. Charleston 7, Fayetteville 1. That's the final score. Fredericksburg has just put up 13 runs of the seventh inning. It's still going, and it's 22-8. Fred Nats on top of the Down East Wood Ducks. Offense has exploded. Columbia rallies from two down in the ninth. They score three times on another walk-off win for the Fireflies. They have won three in a row against Salem. And final in Kannapolis, Carolina 4, Kannapolis 1. Braves currently are leading in St. Louis at the moment. It is 2-1 to score. Last check of that game. Tomorrow the Green Jackets and Pelicans will do it again at 6 o'clock local time here in Myrtle Beach. It'll be J.R. Ritchie going up against a pitcher to be determined yet. No name starter yet for the Pelicans. But 6 o'clock, first pitch for us tomorrow. We get started with the On Deck Show at 5:45 here in Myrtle Beach. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Augusta will look to win a series tomorrow after winning 6-5 here tonight. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long and good night from Myrtle Beach. Have a great rest of your Friday night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night.